Save the Semantics, episode 69. It is April 13, 2019. My name is Myro, and this is a podcast. We've made it. We made it to number 69. And I have no jokes or anything like that. No funny gags, because I feel like that has just been kind of beaten into the ground. And, yeah, I have nothing of real importance to say to that. I'm struggling to talk because it's kind of warm out. I'm not really recording in the shade as I should have. And I'm too lazy to find any place where there is shade, even though there is plenty. But I feel like right here where I'm standing right now is the best place to make a recording. So here we are. It is the second week into the month of April already. Once again, it is scary how fast time is going. I'm not sure if I'm the biggest fan of that. I just feel like I'm losing track of time, losing track of being able to do things that I want to do. If you catch my drift. But you know, in times like that, I do my best to enjoy myself in any way, shape, or form, such as making a recording for this, and doing other things of that nature. I think technically it's already spring, at least it feels like spring. I know it's like, I think spring is technically the 22nd, I think, the 22nd of this month. It's the 22nd of specific months, from what I remember. Fall, it's September 22nd. Winter is December 22nd, I think. I don't know how that works. I don't follow seasonal cycles very well. I just kind of base it off of the weather and stuff like that. It's finally stopped raining for a little bit, but, you know, I say that with a grain of salt because I know that, you know, there could be spring showers coming by. What are you trying to do, Myro? I'm trying to, like, find some new shows to get into. Right now, like I've said, I'm kind of in, like, a rut when it comes to trying to watch new TV shows. Like I've mentioned before, it's just something that I just go through where I just can't figure out what the hell I want to watch. YouTube is so much easier to just watch because, like, you feel like there's no real commitment. It doesn't really take all that much of your time, even though what you end up realizing is that you're watching like 3 hours of YouTube, and you could have just been watching some shows on Netflix, you know. Not to, like, shit on YouTube by any means, but, like, you know, people put a lot more effort. It's a very organizational effort when it comes to making a show on, like, Netflix or Hulu or whatever, you know? But anyways, I guess one show I started watching is this comedy show. Just because I think I wanted something a little more lighthearted after watching Rectify, which was much more dramatic, melodramatic, you know. So I decided to kind of switch gears and watch something a little less intense, I guess. I mean, I've mentioned before, Rectify is it's not that intense of a show. It's just it's very dialogue heavy, you know. It's a heavy concepts material in it, so I just kind of wanted to move away from that. So I started watching this show called Schitt's Creek, which is pretty funny so far. Essentially, the premise is this rich family, they have to put up all they have for foreclosure because the IRS found out that their business manager has been committing fraud and not paying taxes or something like that. So they had to move out of their house, and the only place they can go is this place called Schitt's Creek, which is a town that they bought as a joke for their son for his like 14th birthday or something like that. And it's like a small little town, and it's kind of like dingy and stuff. It's funny. I enjoy it. You know, just a little break from like the intense stuff, though. I know I could be spending my time watching other shows. Whatever, you know, it's not really anything of significance, I guess. It is what it is, right? I think like I'm trying to figure out like how I don't want to get into like trying to organize my life into like slots of times, because I feel like that's just too stressful, you know. I do like to keep myself up to date as to like what I have to do, the tasks that I have during the day, you know. I set reminders on my phone like that, but I don't have like a stringent like schedule, because I've seen people like when I'm in class, there's like a dude that's like sitting, there's like a dude or a girl sitting in front of me who has their laptop out, and they're like figuring out their schedule, and like, you know, they're just highlighted parts of their like Google Calendar or whatever. I'm like, I can't. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to highlight the part of my day that's just taken up, you know. I just kind of know in my head, like, when I'm busy. Like, I'm not that organizational. I'm not that, like, OCD about that kind of thing, you know. Like, I don't have, I'm not super, like, I am, like, worried about how my, you know, how my time is allotted and whatnot, but I'm not so much so where I'm like, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, and then I gotta do this afterwards. No, it's just a little too stressful for me, you know. I'd much rather, you know, set some reminders on my phone, that's like, okay, you got something coming up, don't forget to do this, because I'm a forgetful person, I forget shit, kind of frequently, which is shitty. I'm just worried that I'm gonna get like early onset Alzheimer's when I'm like 30, you know. I'm just gonna forget everything, and I'm gonna have to put like Post-it notes all over whatever workspace I have, set hundreds of thousands of reminders on my phone. It's just gonna be a nightmare. I know that if I do have kids, I'm gonna feel bad for them, because they're gonna have to constantly remind me of shit. Like, my parents already have to remind me of shit, because they're, like, they have better memory than I do, which is kind of sad. But, like, I'm gonna feel bad for, like, my kids, if I do have kids, that have to take care of me, you know. Just put me in a, maybe don't put me in a retirement home, just put me, like, somewhere else where I can, like, I don't know, enjoy my time, I guess. Just put me, like, in an insane asylum. If I ever get dementia, or, like, lose memory or whatever, you know, like, just put me in an insane asylum, because then I'll just forget constantly why I'm there, and it'll be, like, more entertaining because of it. And then what I think I'll do, if I ever become old, and I have, like, dementia or Alzheimer's, I'll probably, like, you know, in the scenario that I get put into an asylum because, like, I requested to, then I'll try to, like, figure out ways to, like, escape from it, because, like, I've been, like, because then I'll forget. I'll think that I'll have, like, some weird form of, like, amnesia, like, because I'll forget shit. It'll be, like, Memento, you know. You ever seen Memento, the movie? Or, like, it's told, like, backwards in time. Like, the story isn't told from beginning to end. It starts from the end and is told, in reverse chronology. It's a good movie. You should check it out. It's by Christopher Nolan. So I'll just forget how, you know, I'll forget how I ended up in there, but, you know, I'll try to, like, piece things together. Maybe I'll set some clues and whatnot. Maybe I'll set up some ways for me to, like, remember stuff. Maybe I'll have, like, a tattoo on my leg. This is basically, like, the movie. I'll have, like, a tattoo on my leg that has some, like, weird, like, super encrypted message, right? And then I'm, like, I'm trying to, like, decipher it and shit. I'm like, why is that tattooed on my leg, right? And then, you know, I try to piece things together. I start interacting with, like, the other members that are in the asylum, right? Maybe I, like, befriend someone, and he's crazy, right? And that person actually belongs in the insane asylum, but, you know, he's very, like, charismatic and stuff, right? He's some kind of a psychopath, right? I figure out. But he's like, listen, man, you know, you and I, we don't belong here. Unlike all these other crazy motherfuckers, we don't belong in here. So we have to figure out a way to get out of here, right? He's like that. But in reality, he's crazy. He's killed like 30 people or something. But, you know, he knows that I'm not super crazy, but he's crazy. So he's trying to convince, like, me and him, you know, we're going to, like, team up and stuff, and we're going to try to get out of the insane asylum together, right? But, you know, maybe every few days or something like that, I just lose my memory. I forget who I am. I forget my, you know, my kids' names and stuff like that. And, you know, that guy, my friend who I befriend, he realizes this. He's like a smart guy. But, you know, he's crazy, but he's a smart guy, you know? So he's going to use me, and he's going to use me to try to get out. He's going to try to convince, the mental asylum institution or something that, you know, I'm actually crazy, and he's like trying to like get out with me and stuff like that. I don't know, something along those lines, right? And so he tries to like manipulate me in some ways, and I have to try to figure out like what the fuck is going on. I think I have enough bearing of myself that I'm like, okay, this guy's kind of like sketchy and stuff like that. So I decide to write down in my leg, let's call the crazy guy Bob, right? So I write like, don't trust Bob or something like that, right? And I write that on my leg. I inscribe it into my leg with a nail or something like that, like, don't trust Bob. And I see it one day, I'm talking to him, and I'm like, why did I write that down, right? Like, there must have been some reason why I said don't trust him, right? And then it's like a psychological battle with myself, and then also with like Bob and stuff like that. There's like this interesting kind of dichotomy where you're like, should you trust him? Like, is he really like who he seems? He seems a little crazy, but he also seems very intelligent, and you know, he clearly has knowledge of an understanding of how things work around here. So why can't we trust him, right? He seems to have good intentions and whatnot. But, you know, things develop, and then yada, 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 and then at the end, you know, I figure out that I was the person that put myself in there, right? And my kids were like, you know, don't do it, you know, don't do it, you're gonna drive yourself crazy. And you know, before I have, you know, dementia, I wrote down in my will, if I ever have dementia, put me in an insane asylum. Or put me in a, you know, a psych ward or whatever, you know? So that was like not in my will, but like it was like in a contract or something like that. And I signed it, and then I put it in a drawer, and then my kids find it. And, you know, maybe my kids kind of suck. Maybe my kids are kind of shitty kids. I didn't raise them that well. So they're like, you know what? We're going to try to take all of dad's money. So we're going to send him to the insane asylum, right? Because initially what he wanted to do is that he wanted to do it as an experiment. But, you know, things got kind of out of hand, and then he actually got dementia, and he didn't raise us that well. So we're going to just try to take all of his money and just, right, take all his assets and whatnot. And, you know, and then there's some other things going on. I just have a really shitty relationship with my kids, you know, so that just kind of happens, and I end up in an insane asylum, because I'm actually crazy, right, as it turns out, or am I, right? Like, why would I actually subjugate myself to an insane asylum, right? So, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen when I grow older, is that my life becomes this sort of, like, kind of movie, right? Shutter Island, Memento, other kinds of movies that are similar to that. Yeah, that's just what's gonna happen. I'm just gonna go crazy. I'm actually gonna go crazy. And what's gonna happen is that, this murderer is gonna escape because he used me, and he manages to convince the ward that he's not actually crazy, and he was, like, wrongfully accused or something like that, you know? It'll be interesting for sure. You know, I think for the most part, I would be able to handle myself living in an insane asylum. I think obviously you would have to try to like fit in some way or shape or form, right? Because I don't know, like I'm not exactly sure as to how psych wards or, you know, mental institutions operate. Like, obviously, you know, all joking aside, there's, you know, there's, I'm sure there's people that are there who, who've had some unfortunate circumstances that led up to them, like, being in that position, you know, where someone has to, like, take care of them and stuff like that. They have to be kind of restrained because they react violently, and they have, like, certain triggers and stuff like that, right? Not all of them are, like, psychopaths or whatever. But I'm just, like, curious as to how, like, effective it is to take care of them, right? And, like, what is sort of the ends of that matter? Like, obviously it is beneficial for a society to have some people contained, right? Like, you can make arguments for that, for, like, prison and stuff like that, right? But, like, is, like, the end goal to be, like, rehabilitate them? I can't fucking talk. Like, for, like, rehab, right? Can, like, they've become a better person where they can operate in, like, a normal position of society, right? Is that, like, entirely possible? I'm not sure. Like, of course there's gonna be scholar, like, journals and shit like that written about it, so maybe I could do some research, but I'm most likely not going to, as I probably won't. I've mentioned this before, but I think that's, like, the one thing that I am gonna miss, in terms of, like, not going to school. Like, I really do enjoy learning, but I'm just not gonna have, like, the motivation. I'm not gonna have the push to learn about certain subjects, because I'm not being forced to, but I'm not incentivized to learn these things. I don't have the incentive to, like, get a good grade or whatnot, you know? And I think that's, like, one thing that's keeping me from, that keeps me to continue learning and stuff like that, is just sort of the, you know, just having, like, a good grade, right? Like, it means that at least, you know, it, for the most part, it should be, like, reflective of, like, you participating and stuff like that, you know? So, I don't know. I think, once I'm done with all that, which is coming up pretty soon, I'm gonna, you know, be graduating in, like, a year. So, I think that I'm just hoping that I can still kind of maintain a level of where I'm, like, constantly trying to learn stuff, you know, learn about, you know, things that I just kind of ramble on about in my podcast, when I can just kind of take a little bit of time to do some research, you know. It doesn't really take all that much effort, just, like, doing an hour of, like, research just a little bit, and I'll be far more educated than I was, if I hadn't looked it up, you know. So, you know, hopefully I can sort of maintain that mentality moving forward after I graduate, you know. And I don't know about, like, grad school and stuff like that. That's not really something that I have in mind in the near future. I just think that, I'm definitely gonna miss being able to learn new things, but I'm also gonna definitely be looking forward to not having to force myself to, like, learn stuff like that. Of course, there's things that I will have to do in order to meet some requirements for work and stuff like that, but I feel like it's not gonna be as tedious or, like, monotonous, where, like, I'm just, like, you know, just constantly trying to, like, review notes and stuff like that. Like, I'm just kind of glad. That's one thing that I'm gonna be happy about when I graduate, for sure. It's just sort of this sort of burnout feeling, you know, of school. I get that a lot of, you know, especially, like, at this time of the year, especially, like, the spring, like my school works on a quarter system. So immediately after winter quarter, we go into the spring. So there's only just the 1 week of spring break, which I mentioned, right? So it's like you just kind of go immediately into the next quarter, and you're right back into it, right? And then exams are coming up, and it's stressful. I get that. So a lot of students, including myself, have kind of experienced, like, you know, the feeling of, like, burning out from just learn, you know, trying to catch up on school and learning all the time. You know, I get that. It's stressful. I think I'm just trying to, like, take away the positive aspects of learning, as I go further into life, you know, like, you know, where I don't have to be constantly stressed out about tests and shit like that, where there's no real pressure for that, like testing. That's like the biggest factor for sure for like stresses and whatnot, and succeeding academically. Even though I mentioned, like, I do like getting good grades, but like I obviously, like, it comes with the cost of like the stress of like having to worry about, you know, succeeding on a test and whatnot. So I think I just want to be able to continue to learn outside of school, you know, outside of like some institution and whatnot, where I'm not pressured to constantly be like at the top of my game and whatnot. Is kind of what I am saying in a very rambly statement, if you catch my drift. I've definitely noticed in my last few episodes, maybe, I don't know, not last few episodes, mostly like every single episode, I do talk a lot of shit about like social media, about the internet and stuff like that, and albeit there, you know, there is a lot to criticize in terms of like social media and stuff like that. I talk about exposing yourself, privacy is a big issue, and I'm maintaining that, but I think I do kind of, maybe I don't fail to mention the positive aspects, but I do kind of maybe neglect, you know, the positive aspects of having the internet. You know, I think that there are a lot of good things that, you know, having the internet does. Like, obviously, I can't exactly pinpoint down specific global, you know, ways in which it works, but, like, you know, businesses and stuff like that. Of course, there's the negative aspects, too, but, like, it allows businesses to reach out to, like, a larger consumer base and whatnot, and, of course, you can argue that capitalism is not good because it, you know, takes, you know, disadvantages certain people and whatnot, but, you know, I think it's mostly for the benefit, I feel. Another thing that I think, these are kind of just generic, general ideas, I guess, but I think it's definitely, like, of course, like, you know, it's a great, the internet is, like, a great tool for, like, learning new things and stuff like that, but in terms of, like, communication and stuff like that, like, I talked last episode about, like, the streaming platforms and where people can sort of get in contact with like strangers from around the world and whatnot, but I think, you know, there's a lot of people who feel that they don't, that, you know, they have these issues where maybe in their own personal life, maybe within their family or their friend group, they just can't necessarily relate to them because their problems are not really it's not synonymous with who they have in their lives and whatnot, you know. So once they go online, there's like a, you know, there's a community of people who maybe struggle with, like, I don't know, maybe like depression and stuff like that, and maybe they need advice when it comes to dealing with like life problems. And, you know, sometimes if, you know, say like a person that is in a, you know, who lives in like a small town or like is kind of like in a rural area or whatnot, they just kind of, you know, maybe they just feel sort of neglected, you know. So they, you know, they, I think having like things like even like Reddit, you know, I'll shit on Reddit a lot, but I also reference it too. There are communities on there that, you know, support people where they, you know, they feel kind of alone in the sense they need some kind of support. Maybe their family isn't the most supportive. They haven't been there for them in the best way, shape or form. So, you know, if they go to, like, an online forum, maybe they go to a subreddit, like, r/advice, there's an ant on my arm, you know, maybe they can get advice on how to deal with certain things, because, like, people go on there because they, you know, they're seeking out advice, and there's other people on there who have experienced the same kind of troubles that other people are mentioning, so maybe they have some, you know, they have genuinely good advice to provide, right? And I feel for the most part, like, those kinds of communities are pretty supportive, right? Like, obviously, like, the physicality is one thing that is missing, but I think that just having someone who just anonymous, you know, person with just like a username, whatever, like, just having them respond to a post by someone who's talking about their problems, you know, and then just having, just giving just words of advice is kind of like a big thing. Like, I don't know if that was really like a huge factor back in the day. Of course, there was like advice columns like in newspapers, and I still think that's a thing. Maybe older people still use that, but like, you know, it's much more freeform now, where you can just kind of reach out to like anybody on like any platform really, and just be like, listen, I just need some advice on a certain thing. It doesn't even have to be like a personal problem. Maybe it's just like advice to deal with, like, I don't know, maybe you're trying to like fix your car or something like that. You can just kind of look up something on YouTube, right? Just those kinds of things, right? It's like, it's very it's helpful to have that kind of tool. It's helpful to have that resource, and I think I just don't want to be completely negative when it comes to criticizing social media, in a sense, right? Because there are social media and, you know, other internet like forums and like and communities and stuff like that, because I think there's a lot of good things that it brings to the table. And like I've mentioned, you know, a lot of older, you know, back like maybe 20 or some odd years ago, like this wasn't such a prevalent thing. Like, people who felt, maybe who felt like alone in their situation, like they just couldn't feel like they could reach out, right? And considering how much more of like a hot topic or whatever, how much of a more of a popular topic like mental health has become, right? Like, that most likely wasn't even that big. It wasn't much of a concern back in the day, and now, you know, nowadays people are like advocating for it and stuff like that. And of course, you can once again make criticisms of that, where people try to make like anxiety and depression, I don't know, like, you know, mental issues as like part of their like personality and stuff like that. Like, that's not like necessarily a good way to approach it, you know. Maybe they're trying to like sell on it and stuff like that, but you know, there's, you know, I feel like the benefits outweigh the cons of that matter. I think there's more people that are benefiting from you know, dialogue, talking about like mental health and personal issues and stuff like that. So I just wanted to make a bit of a statement regarding that, just sort of saying that, you know, I'll be like cynical when it comes to these, you know, these tech giants, Facebook and whatnot, and how they deal with like your privacy and stuff like that. But I just wanted to make note of the positive things that you know, the internet brings upon. Like, it's not insanely profound. I think this is just more of a reflection on my part as well, just to like clarify things that, you know, I do appreciate. You know, I'm just happy that there's resources out there for people who need it. And sometimes, you know, like myself included, like I can like seek out that kind of resource if I ever need to ask for advice and whatnot, you know. And I'm just glad that it's out there for me and others to use. So that's just sort of something that I just wanted to make note of. Anyways, that's probably going to do it for today. Hopefully you enjoyed this little talk, my insane rambles, and some little bit of reflection and whatnot. Anyways, it's been Save the Semantics, signing off.